Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Radio City, this is Scalzo and Brust, woo! Presented by Bud Light, it's a party, baby. On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is big time, Ben Brust.
I was so excited because I love when you say Tuesday on Tuesday.
Well, you kind of rushed me into it, let's be honest. You rushed me into it a little bit.
All right, are you really blaming me for not knowing the day of the week?
Yes. Okay. Entirely blaming you for not knowing the day of the week. Because I knew the day of the week, but when you put me on the spot quickly, it feels... Look. I'm coming off a vacation from last week, so Monday felt like a Monday. Tuesday feels like a Thursday. You know, I feel like we're already towards the end of the week.
What? That is a theory I've never heard.
Okay, so when you return from vacation...
It feels like the Monday of all Mondays.
Monday of all Mondays. But that Monday is so long that next day, Tuesday, I'm like, man, the week's got to be over almost.
I can relate in a different way.
No, I saw your face. You're like... Darn, that makes so
it
much sense.
It does make sense, but
that
I also...
That makes so much sense, I wanted to rip you for it, and now I can't because you're a genius.
My Wednesday basketball league got moved to Mondays, so now...
That's cool. Brutal, by
I know.
The way. That's a horrible day.
I disagree.
No, that's a bad one.
I get a workout right after the weekend, so I feel really good, but going from Wednesday basketball to Monday basketball, to be honest... The Thursday thing only shocked me for quite a second because normally after I play basketball on Wednesdays, it would be Thursday. Now it's going to be Tuesdays. And my voice went down as I talked about how it's only Tuesday. I hate Tuesdays. You love Tuesdays. You're the person in the world who likes Tuesdays of the work week. You're the only person
He's
I've
lying.
Ever... No, I don't think he is, Josh.
Like, I'm not buying it.
I'm buying it. It's Greg. He's weird.
Hey, that's not fair. You guys pass far too much judgment from the seats that you sit in. Whether it's towards me, whether it's towards Blue, Aaron Rodgers' new girlfriend, whoever it is, you guys have this unearned place in your minds where you could be judging everybody else around you.
Everybody judges.
Everybody judges, no doubt.
Yeah.
So why do you think I'm weird? So I do love Tuesdays, by the way, and I've explained this many times before. Monday's that first day. Monday hits everybody hard. Tuesday is not my favorite day of the week. It's no Friday, but it's right behind a Friday.
What?
Because Tuesday, you still have the ambition of the week ahead of you. You're not coming off of the Monday. You should be caught up from the weekend, and you still have that hope. Wednesday feels like a drag. Wednesday is the worst day of the week by far. Power rank.
I need each of you to power rank your days only Monday through Friday.
We've done this before. Mine will be consistent. Ben, I'm sure, will be completely flopped from where he was. No,
well, times change.
Number five.
All right, let's go back and forth.
Wednesdays, hump day, worst day of the week.
Tuesday, you're not even halfway to the weekend and you're...
Oh, wait, hold on. I take it back. Number five, Monday is the worst day of the week and it's not even close. I thought we were skipping right to number four. You have to be crazy to not think Monday's the worst day of the week.
No, Tuesday is the worst day of the week.
Why? Monday's so much worse.
I like Mondays.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Now who's lying, Joshy?
I like Mondays.
I'm getting lost in them.
No. I like Mondays.
I've never seen somebody who looks like they hate Mondays more than Ben Brust, but says that he loves Mondays.
But again, times change.
He shows up at 11 a.m.
Greg, I've been working out at 6:30 with my guy Maddie at the Princeton Club.
Shout out Maddie at the P Club.
I'm getting jacked. Biceps Benny gets a good endorphin going. He shows up and he's got a way bigger smile on his face. Tuesday, number five of days of the week.
Number four is Wednesday. I described it before. It's hump day. You get there. You're like, man, I feel like the week should be over. You still got 2 days ahead of you. It's a bad day.
See, you're just a glass half empty guy. I will go with Wednesday as well. I just don't like the way...
I love when Ben's in a fighting mood, so he just tries to fight me on everything, but doesn't always think it through.
Yeah, but hear me out. You're like, eh, you're not like there. You are. As soon as you wake up Wednesday, you should be thinking about how tomorrow, Thursday, I'm kind of giving a sneak peek here, is the best day of the week. You know what I mean? So, like, Wednesday, that's when there's hope.
See, I at least have direction in mind. Monday's bad.
Shut up!
Because it's a catch-up day. Wednesday is like, man, is the week over yet? Number three, Thursdays. Because Thursdays gives you that tease. Thursday gives you that tease.
I love a good tease.
I know you do. Come on, Josh!
That's what she said.
Jeez!
Day three of a hangover for Josh and Amazi.
Is this the longest hangover you ever had?
My goodness. Thursdays is just a fake Friday. Like, you want to go out hard on a Thursday night, but then you still have Friday right behind it. It feels like it should be the end of the week. But it's also, for me, one of the peak anxiety days of the week because I'm like, oh, crap, I'm running out of time to finish out my week the way that I want to finish it out. So Thursdays, number three.
Yeah, number three is Monday. I have looked forward now. I have a system where I make meals Sunday night. And so that way I wake up, my tummy's in good shape, I'm in ready to go. I work out on Monday, get the endorphins flowing. I make the plan for the week, and then you execute that plan on Monday. You're excited, you're ready to go. And then you realize Tuesday, that's why it's last on my list. You're like, oh, this isn't really that fun to do for 5 days.
So now who's got the glass half full look? See, you're
but
actually...
But my glass half full is Tuesday. Your glass half empty is Wednesday.
No, my point is that I am the one with the glass half full here. You're the one with the glass half empty. You go Thursday, Friday because you love the end of the week, and Monday is where you have hope, and then you realize the week stinks on Tuesday, Wednesday, and you're just living for the weekend again. Meanwhile, I've got this organized exactly how I want it, because for me, obviously, going through it all week, the number two day of the week is a Tuesday because that is the day where you catch up on
you
everything.
You lose all credibility.
Well, I like a good Tuesday. It's a great drinking day. It is a great day for Bud Lights. Yeah, don't look at me like that, Josh. It's a great Bud Light day. I'm going to be hoping. I got a Bud Light waiting for me. I'm going to open one when I get home. And then you still have the rest of the week. So there's a lot of optimism I have because I am a glass half full guy where yesterday is a catch-up day. Monday hits you hard in the face. You get right back up. Tuesday is the day you go ahead and get it. Wednesday, you're grinding and you're like, all right, things are kind of trucking along. I can't believe it's not the end of the week. Thursday is the tease. And then I will just go right to it. The number one day of the week for both of us, I'm sure, is going to be a Friday.
No, actually, number two is Friday. Number one is Thursday, and I'll just tell you why it's Thursday, is because no matter what you do on Thursday, and Craig's going to laugh because he's seen me come into the office on Friday, it's Friday no matter what. On Thursday, if you happen to have an event and get too drunk...
Not everybody has the ability and the entitlement to basically just treat Friday like it's a weekend.
I'm not saying I give up. I don't give up.
You do.
I don't give up.
You do give up.
There's been times
Friday is a weekend day for Ben Bross.
In the past, I've given up on Fridays. But what I do overcome Fridays now.
New day, new Bross.
But you see where I'm coming from, though. Because on Thursday, it's like, all right, tomorrow is going to be great no matter what. I'm going to be in a happy mood. So
then how isn't that your number one day?
Because it's
the
over,
day where you're
because
number one, you're
because I'm tired
happy.
from the week. Friday night.
This is the biggest Ben trying to be different.
He
likes Thursday better than Fridays because he gets to look forward to Friday when he's always happy, but he thinks Friday's worse than Thursday. And Monday's great, even though he doesn't like Monday. Like, none of this makes any sense. You work a four-day week, is what you're saying. You work Monday through Thursday, and you love Thursday because it's a week. It is your Friday, but Friday, which is a weekend day, so do you put Saturday and Sunday behind Thursday then because it's going to be great anyway?
No, Greg. Now you're taking it too far. You're trying to twist my list.
I think I'm being entirely accurate.
Again, number five, Tuesday. Number four, Wednesday. Number three, Monday. Number two, Friday. Number one, Thursday.
It's a horrible, horrible, horrible list.
I'll put your list against mine on Twitter and see whose list is better.
I don't care about Twitter. I genuinely, it doesn't determine whose list is better. I at least know that I believe my list, and I think you're a fraud when it comes to your list. But Betty Brost is already fired up. 800-990-3776. That's where you can reach us on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Before we get to you, the Scalzo and Brost family, let's get to a quick airing of grievance for our very own Ben Brost.
Gather around and let the guys tell you all the ways you've disappointed them.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
It's time for the airing of grievances.
Well, now I just want to air a grievance about you because you're just being a jerk.
I'm not being a jerk. I'm just merely calling you out for the fraudulent BS you're spewing to our fantastic family.
But I will air a grievance because there's been a lot of people getting on my nerves with, like, you know, the water cooler chatter and everything that's going on with the weather.
Ben Brust, big water cooler chatter guy.
Huge water cooler guy.
Yeah.
Again, time. I've been trying to drink more water, so I've been going to the water cooler a lot.
Shout out to our guy Antoine, who's hanging out here at the Gruber Law Office. This is one called That's All Studios, an intern. He was in our marketing room when Ben Brust was going. I walk in there, Josh, and speaking of water cooler talk, Ben Brust has both feet up on
one
somebody
foot.
Else's desk.
1 foot.
On somebody else's desk, like he owns the freaking place. Sitting there, holding court with everyone, distracting everybody, and basically once again being the star of the show. It's not as bad as when he did a full out, I'm going to do a performance for the room, which he's done a few times to
this
room.
Is the greatest show.
But I'm interrupting showman. Your
You know what? Let's
grievance.
Go to the talking text line.
I'm not in the
headspace right now for the area of grievance.
Wow.
This is the first time ever.
No, I will get there again. I just need to regather and replenish my system. And get my area of grievance out later.
Jake from Milwaukee, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by Bud Light. What do you got for us?
Question about the NBA Finals. If Chris Middleton wasn't injured in the series against the Celtics, do you think the Bucks will be winning this series if they played the Warriors?
Absolutely.
I think the series would be over.
Thanks for the call. Absolutely. And it's not just Chris Middleton would have been integral. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
In helping the Bucks get through the Eastern Conference Finals, the Warriors would have no answer for Giannis. They have not had an answer for Giannis. They would have zero answer for Giannis.
100%. Yeah, I mean, it would be an advantageous matchup for the Bucks. The Bucks, they're a mature team. You saw it. They got it done last year. They're not going to fold in ways that the Celtics have throughout this series, which just shown their youth with the turnovers.
Matthews and Drew Holiday, it would have been a perfect matchup for the mixture of Klay, Jordan Poole, and Steph Curry. I'm not saying that they would have shut him out, but they have that guard defensive depth that would have really disrupted the Warriors'
guards. As do the Celtics, but the problem is offensively, the Celtics just continue to puke all over themselves. And they have shown you what a young team is like when they get into a big spot. And we saw it years ago with the Bucks when Giannis was young and hadn't reached full superstar level and before they had an adult in the room the way that Drew Holiday is an adult in the room. And you look at the way that Drew Holiday plays versus Marcus Smart, and it's night and day as far as mindset goes. 800-990-3776. We'll take any other questions that you have, even if they're randomly about the NBA Finals, give us a call. Text us 800-990-3776. I also do want to get into Badgers versus Marquette versus UWM, all coming up at Summerfest. The Badgers captain is Ben Brust, but he can't find a third guy. We need to help him out. We'll do it next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Here's the thing. I watched a different kid catch a ball later in the game in his mitt, and the crowd like gave him high fives. They were all excited for him. I didn't really get the same reaction when I caught it and gave it to the kid because they probably saw the kid on the ground. Yeah, Josh, shut up. I'm having a self-realization here, and I don't need that overarching judgment that you give me.
Interesting.
So. Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
I'm not saying it was your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so.
Jeff Ed chimes in on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, 800-990-3776. Chef Ed says the best day of the week for me is on Sunday because in my line of work, Monday through Thursday are my party days. The official chef of the Scalzo and Brust family.
Also on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, you can find the poll. Who would you consider more of a glass half full guy? Ben Brust in the lead, baby. Yeah, baby. Positive vibes. Grumpy Gills over there, Greg.
You've literally called me Mr. Positivity before. You've talked about how positive I am, how much of a glass half full guy I am.
It doesn't mean I actually meant it.
So then... Here we are getting into that sticky spot where anything Ben says you are not to believe, but then he gets upset when you don't believe it.
Correct.
And then you just have no idea what he actually means and what he doesn't mean.
It's a perfect place for me to live in.
Bill and Madison, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. What do you got for us? Billy.
Billy boy.
Hey, I gotta agree with Chef Ed. I wanted to throw the dark horse in. Sundays being like a 4. And I can explain. It's because you never got quite enough done on your weekend that you wanted to. Now Sunday's there. It's supposed to be your lazy day. You got the week looming in front of you, and it's just kind of a downer day. I would put Sundays at like a 4 easy.
Couldn't agree more. I think Sundays are one of the more overrated. And thank you, Bill and Madison.
Thank you for the call.
Outside of NFL season, Sundays are highly overrated as a day. It's a nice sleeping day, but it always goes too quick. And I know my life is different than everybody's life is different in terms of your responsibilities. And when he's saying, like, you didn't get everything you needed to get done on the weekend, he's referring to, like, some people have things to actually get done
on
the weekend.
Yeah, I do.
But, like, real
cleaning
things.
My place, doing laundry, folding laundry.
Yeah.
But doing, like, the dishes.
Yep.
I may not have as many dishes.
Or, like, you know, I don't know, like a whole lot of other things that maybe somebody like Bill and Madison might have, like a honey-do list or, like, yard work to get done.
Are you kidding me? On Sunday, I went to 6 different retail stores.
Ben, you went shopping for yourself. Do you know the luxury that is for 95% of the Scalzo and Brust family? For you to be able to just go and shop for you?
My girlfriend,
I mean, everything you're describing,
my girlfriend Green of Earth said the exact same thing.
Everything you're describing,
you realize,
the weekend,
like,
is for you.
You're going on a shopping spree for yourself.
Yes.
But, I mean, normally that's a really, like, strenuous activity.
It's not, though. That's my point. But I agree. Sundays is generally an overrated day. That's why I proposed the 3-day weekend. I mean, I think at some point, right?
I'm living it.
Well, Ben, I hate how right you are about that. And I wish so badly I could just not give a crap the way you don't give a crap. But Europe is testing the 4-day work week out right now.
We talked about that when you were off the show.
Yeah. And I think that, like, we're going to be, in hindsight, like, looked at as the worst time to be in the professional workforce, because it's when email has come out where you have this 24/7 work life. And then all of a sudden, at some point in like 50 years, America will adopt a 4-day work week. And at that point, we're all going to be retired and complaining, that kids nowadays don't work as hard. So we're going to be stuck right in the middle there. But that's why you should have a 3-day work week, because a Sunday, if you already had 2 off days, then all of a sudden the Sunday becomes exactly what it should be, which is like, or a Monday. If you take the Monday, that would be my preference, is go Saturday, Sunday, Monday as the 3-day weekend. And then Monday just turns into, like, get yourself right. Do the Ben Brust dishes, laundry, and then I don't know what else you do for the other 14 hours of the day that you're
sit naked under my weighted blanket
and play video games. Yes.
Correct.
God, you have a tough life. So I don't know. I'm kind of with a very long-winded way of saying I'm kind of with Bill and Madison.
We had somebody
took me 4 minutes to get there, but I agree, Bill.
We had somebody mention that if they had the opportunity to make it a 4-day week, that they would do Wednesday as their day off.
No, that's such a dumb move.
I totally agree. The
rock for brains.
The do 2 days, you have a day off, and, like, no, like, you almost have 2 Sundays. You're giving yourself 2 Sundays of Sunday scaries. Like, why would you want to do that to yourself?
Well, and it just interrupts. You never get into the groove, like, into the rhythm. Like, the 3 days is that it should be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It accommodates football so well, which is primarily why I would do it. Imagine every NFL Sunday knowing you had that next
day
off.
We at least got to get Super Bowl Sunday, Monday off as a national holiday.
What about a floating schedule? In the summer, it's Friday off, and then in the fall and winter, it's Monday off.
It makes it too complicated. Just make Monday off all the time.
Yeah, but I love a summer Friday.
Yeah, but summer Fridays could be a summer.
Summer Monday needs to become a term.
But here's the thing: is summer Friday? That's the great part: is you're still going to have the summer Friday.
Yeah,
it's still going to be a Friday.
Yeah, but I don't want to work on that Friday.
Oh, well, get over it, Jackie.
Summer Friday could be summer Sunday. Like, we're going to change the definition of days. The rankings that we did earlier of the best days of the week, they all get thrown out the window when we go to the four-day work week.
Correct. You're right.
Ryan,
50 years from now.
Ryan in Madison says, in response to the poll on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, Benny, what was it again?
On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust.
I heard you said that.
I'm filling. Who would you consider more of a glass half full guy? Ben Bruss leading the way at 51%.
Ryan in Madison says, if Greg is hungry, Ben is way more positive. Mr. Fresh and Racine just chimes in and says, haters, because he is the rocks for brain that said Wednesday would be best for the off day.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Sorry, Mr. Fresh and Racine, I love the name, Dougie Fresh.
Great name, but brain, rocks for brains. Killed him.
Dave from Monona just chimes in and says, how full can a sippy cup get?
All right.
All the way to the top.
Man.
It's implying that Ben Brust uses a sippy cup. Because
it's not actually about glass half full or empty, Josh.
I was supporting you.
I contend
you.
If I brought in a sippy cup, Ben Brust would have difficulty drinking out of it.
How did that feel?
Honestly, part of it's because some of those sippy cups can be a little tricky.
Do you try them yourself?
Of course I try myself.
How about those non-tip ones where you have to get it
That's
off
what
the...
I mean. Yeah. You have to like get it perfectly angled in a way.
If the kid can figure out how to do it, I can figure out how to do it.
I will bring one in and we will put an over-under on the amount of time that
test?
It takes for you to figure out a sippy cup. Yes.
A sippy cup test.
Yes.
Does me having teeth have anything to do with, like, will that hurt me?
My daughter has teeth.
She's teething?
She has teeth.
All of them?
Not all of them, no. She does a lot.
How is that teething part of part of her life?
I mean, I don't know how to answer that. Fine? Like, what do you think teething is exactly?
It hurts. They cry a lot, I heard.
I mean, I guess. I think that's a little overrated. They cry about everything. They're like babies. 800-990-3776. We have not even gotten to Summerfest. Ben Bruss, why don't you explain what's happening at Summerfest, the competition that is going to be raising money for great causes, no matter whom wins the competition, between UW-Madison, led by Ben Bruss, Marquette, led by Travis Diener, or maybe it's Steve Novak. I don't know.
It's Diener.
Who's the alpha in that group?
Diener is.
Diener's the alpha over Novak?
Yes, he's making the team.
Wow.
And when do I like tell Travis Diener that my brother took his wife to the prom to talk smack?
I feel like you think that's talking smack. It's actually like Diener ended up marrying your brother's prom date. If it was reversed where like your brother was now married to Diener's prom date, it would be better, I think.
I know. I'm just trying to find a leg up here because they can shoot the crap out of the ball.
If you and Brevin Pritzel can't beat Diener and Steve Novak, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Like, it was ridiculous in the NBA. Ridiculous.
You told me that if you were Steve Novak's height, you would have had a better NBA career than him.
I did not say
that. You did say that.
Have I thought that in my head? Probably. Am I anywhere close to his height? No. He's like 6 inches taller than me.
And forgive me because I don't have it in front of me. Who's going to be leading the UWM team?
I do know that Ed McCants is a part of that team. It's okay. The 05 Sweet 16 team. I think there's three guys from that team that are shooting for UWM.
So the problem is that all Ben has on his team right now as the captain is him and Brevin Pritzel.
Marquette has a TBA as well.
Yep. So we need to find a third Badger for Ben Bruss. And what is the competition? Can you please expound upon what's happening?
So there are three teams playing for three different charities. The Wisconsin team is playing for Guarding Against Cancer. Greg and I, very big and supporting of the Guarding Against Cancer. All of the funds raised for Guarding Against Cancer stays in the state and goes to the UW Carbone Cancer Center. UWM playing for the MAC Fund. and Marquette for the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Greater Milwaukee area. So all three great causes. It's just a 3-point shootout and with some like half court shooting. So no 3-on-3. It's not like live game action. I need some shooters. I need some gamers to join my squad, which is just one person. I need one person. They got to be the right fit. I've gotten about 8 no's from a lot of Wisconsin right. teammates.
Why don't you run through who the no's came from?
Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, Josh Gosser, Jordan Taylor, Zach Showalter, Brad Davison, Sharif Chambliss, who's an assistant coach, and Brian Bush. I did, yes.
Is it a shooting contest? Sorry. 800-990-3776, Twitter at Scalzo. Russicki is a great Badger. I wouldn't think of him as a lights-out shooter. Nor would I think of Sam Decker, quite frankly, as a lights-out shooter, although it seems like he's improved in his post-college career.
Part of the strategy here is to get a big name to help draw the most donations. Mm. You know, you want some buzz, want the donations, because then first place takes the majority of the donations to the charity that they are playing for.
Who should Ben Bross fill his squad with? What Badger would be best to fit with Ben Bross and Brevin Pritzel, two former number ones for the Badgers, in order to compete in a 3-point shootout? On Twitter, at Scalzo and Bross, call us, text us, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. What about Michael Finley?
That's not a bad idea. I think he can backdoor. Like, again,
big name. He was a great 3-point shooter. He's old. I don't know if he's still got it, but shooting's the last thing to go.
I feel like a guy like Finley still got it. If Marquette brings Dwayne Wade, then I got to bring Finley.
Well, your coach, former assistant coach, now the current Wisconsin head coach, Greg Gard, he's got certain expectations for your squad. Here's what he said on Wisconsin Afternoon News on 620 WTMJ.
Yeah, I told Ben, make sure in a 3-point contest you got to recruit really good shooters. So I know he's got a good one in Brevin, and he's working his magic in the transfer portal to see who else he can find that's a really good shooter. I said, don't worry about if they can play or not. The 3-point shooting contest, you better have guys that can put the ball in the basket. So I'm entrusting Ben to make sure the team is well prepared.
262 says, what about Michael Finley or Devin Harris?
I like those. I like those.
Ryan from Milwaukee says Kirk Penny.
Kirk Penny is in New Zealand. I checked on that one. He is out.
Still in New Zealand.
Yeah. He's down under.
Good for him, man. What a life he's made down there.
I think he's selling diapers.
It's a good business to be in. You always need more. Krabby?
Look, I talked to Coach Gard, and I know Joe Krabenhoff was just named associate head coach of the Badgers. So I think Coach Gard knows him well, and he did not suggest him to me in person.
608 chimes in and says, Bronson Koenig?
He's on the list. He's on the list, but he's all over the world. Like, I never know where he is at any given time. So I want to know that I can go to somebody reliable, first and foremost, that will be there on July 8th.
Trayvon Hughes.
Can Pop still shoot? I haven't seen him play.
I haven't seen him play in a long time. He was a decent shooter in college.
Again, any of these former Badgers could be 400 pounds for all I care that can't play anymore. As long as they can shoot, they could be like Escalade.
Ezra from Port Washington chimes in. Good call back to the N1 mixtape era and says, John Lohr. Heck of a shooter.
John is a very, very consistent shooter. Will he be able to get to Summerfest July 8th? All right.
Where does he live? Minnesota?
Minnesota, I believe. Yeah. So Mike Finley, Devin Harris, John Lohr, and Bronson. I feel like there's more hidden gems. Oh, Trayvon Hughes.
Nick in Madison says Johnny Davis.
Tried.
Summer League? Is that going to be Summer League?
Yeah.
No, pre-Summer League.
Yeah, but it's too
Post-draft.
Close.
Yeah.
Too close.
608
Plus,
says,
no offense to Johnny. I think Coach Gard would probably rule against him.
Whoa.
We need shooters.
Whoa.
Johnny's a bucket getter. He's a bucket getter, not a shooter.
And 608 says Hughes plays all the time and is a stud. So maybe Pop is the right guy. You know, the nice thing about Trayvon Hughes is like that dude's a winner. That guy's he's a competitor.
I don't know. That UWM team's got some swag if you look at the pictures. I think Brevin and I don't have swag in our pictures. We need some swag.
I'm pretty sure that you and Brevin have the least amount of swag out of everybody on including Diener and Novak. Ooh, I don't know.
Swag doesn't win. Shooting does.
Shooting does. That is true. 800-990-3776. On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust. Keep the suggestions coming. Keep the responses coming in. We need to help Ben Brust, and we are leaning on you because he couldn't think of famous Badgers like Bronson Koenig, John Lohr, Michael Finley, Devin Harris. Couldn't really think of all of those. Ben Brust also going to be playing in the Battle for Wisconsin Charity Softball League as part of Sam Decker's team on Saturday, July 9th. We got some
back-to-back
one or zero
days, baby.
We got some one or zeros about that coming up next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Congrats on the sex. Wow.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Alarming to the senses as the Santa flea text and blinds and wide lights greet me. He's withered, weak, and weary. His bones are very brittle. Can't rid this case of surgery. A surgery.
Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio, Alex Strofew, the Scalzo and Brust family giving us some fantastic suggestions. As Ben Brust, the infamous Badger, could not think of another Badger to join him and Brevin Pritzel in a three-point shootout at Summerfest.
July 8th.
Money for a whole lot of good causes. We'll get to those responses here and continue that conversation. But right now, it's time to play. So one or zero.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He's Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for one or zero. Josh DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Josh, you take it away.
Just the Joshy mess ups in one or zero.
Well, I know. I saw that.
Did you see virtual hogs?
Yep. And that's not meant to be anything nefarious. That is, after tearing her ACL, U.S. soccer star Kristen Press asked her Twitter followers for prayers, virtual hogs, and dog pics to make her feel better.
I believe that was hogs you were looking for.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. The O and the U are two places apart on the computer, so I'm just going to go with a mental block.
An engineer go with a mental block. I would be more surprised if there wasn't a single typo on the sheet than if there is a couple of typos.
Fair enough.
An engineer for Google was put on leave after claiming their artificial intelligence chatbot has become sentient and has advocated for its rights as a person and wants to be recognized as an employee rather than property of Google. One or zero. Sentient artificial intelligence is scarier than aliens.
Zero. I've seen alien movies and I've seen iRobot. iRobot scares me more. Just the idea that this computer can kill me somehow.
Wait, so you're one?
One. I'm sorry. Yes, the artificial AI stuff is freaky, 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 freaky. Aliens could have already, I feel like, come and squashed us. AI, we are gonna set ourselves up for doom.
But if aliens can come and squash us, then wouldn't they be scarier?
They would have already done it. So I'm not as scared.
They're They're nice aliens.
Yeah.
Greg.
You don't think? I mean, do you know how long it would take aliens to come from another galaxy to get here? They might already be on their way.
Could take a really long time, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we're gonna screw ourselves up.
Aliens are far scarier than sentient artificial intelligence, because aliens are completely and entirely unpredictable. We have no way of knowing what we're up against.
They have no way of knowing what they're up against. I could take down an alien,
Ben. You're scared of seafood. You're
I'm not scared of seafood.
You're scared of seafood. Scared. You're scared of scary movies. You won't watch Stranger Things, which is a children's show. Well, it's not a children's show. It's a show starring children.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with fight or flight.
Monsters. Yes, it absolutely does. There's fake monsters on your TV, and you have to go under your weighted blanket, and you think you could take an alien from another universe.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's a TV show. If I was like...
I mean, your lying face and voice is so on point right now.
Do you think the audience can hear it?
Yes. Artificial intelligence, like at some point we created it. I would rather face something that had been created by humans that also doesn't have bodily autonomy. Like, we still have to take that into account. Like, they don't. Might they get there one day? Maybe, but just
Boston
because they're
Robotics.
Becoming sentient. Yeah, Boston Robotics really good at social media. Not that great at producing robots.
So you're saying they're good at putting out, like, their best product and then the rest of them
all
break?
A lot of that stuff you see from them is fake. Like, a lot of it's just CGI, where you see, like, these robots doing all these war tricks. Like, that's not real.
Oh, good to know.
It's like what they think. That's like a prototype of what they think can happen. Aliens, like you said, they might be able to wipe us off. Far scarier. Let's move on. What do you got next?
Ben Bruss will be playing in the Battle for Wisconsin charity softball game as part of Sam Decker's team on Saturday, July 9th. 1-0, Ben Bruss will hit a home run.
Zero. I don't think Ben's going to hit a home run. I don't think he's going to be trying to hit a home run. I don't think he's got home run power on the softball diamond.
Whoa. So when I do my personal trading with Maddie for Princeton Club, I did mention that I have a charity softball game coming up, so we're working on some muscles that may impact my power.
I mean, that's such a lie.
Your abductors.
It's not a lie. We've talked about it.
Okay, what are the muscles?
I don't know, like my side.
Yeah, I'm sure it sounds like you guys had some really deep conversations about it.
Look, when I show up to my personal training, I don't ask questions. I told him this is what I wanted to get stronger for, and I guarantee he's doing the right things to make me stronger.
If we stop every lie on the show, Josh, we're never going to finish the show. We're never going to finish a conversation.
We've done a couple of shows like that.
Yes, they've gotten close.
They usually end up with being really sad at the end of the show.
Tausch, I'm Wildy and Tausch talk about it too. Like, I think you're going to be a great addition. I could see you as a good number two hitter on this team. I think you're going to get on base. I think you're going to be an impact player. I don't think you're going to hit home run. I don't think you have home run power. That's okay.
I do know that. And look, I was a little tongue-in-cheek there because I wanted to brag about my Benny biceps. But I am a get-on-base guy, and I'm a play center field, cover as much ground, you know, don't let anything past you. I am a full-on, four-time, 16-inch softball champion with Jonathan Bruss, back-to-back-to-back-to-back champion of the Wheaton, Illinois Softball League.
Cool. What a weak league to be in.
Oh, 16-inch.
That is like the independent league of Chicago Softball League.
16-inch, no glove, baby.
Yes, exactly. It's not even a real softball game.
Yeah, no,
it is. Chicago softball. I'm not taking it away, but I'm saying, like, it's not like what you're going to be playing on July 9th.
I hit dingers with the soft 16-inch. That means I can hit one with a 12-inch.
You're more used to a 12-inch than a 16-inch.
Probably the most action you've had in months, huh?
I'm not used to either of those.
1-0, Ben Bruss will make a comment to Sam Decker if he's hitting 7th, 8th, or 9th.
One.
Yeah, Ben is going to be the biggest prima donna on this team outside of Sam Decker. Because make no mistake about it, this is going to be a Sam show. I'll say, you can't. This is going to be a Sam show. This entire event's going to be a Sam show. But right next to Sam, Ben will be the second biggest prima donna on the field. That's including both teams.
I will find a way to steal the show from Sam.
No, you won't.
I'll do my best. I'll go down swinging.
I have the football players as a heavy favorite in this matchup against the basketball players.
Why? Because they have biceps and have brains?
You don't need brains. It's literally beer league softball. You just need to be able to hit the ball really far.
If they don't have a home run limit, you guys are in big trouble.
I'm going to rob two football players from a home run.
If you rob, all right, I'll make a bet. I'll put it at 0.5.
It's hard enough to rob. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying 1.5. If you rob,
are we
one,
betting this?
I'll bet you on it.
I want you to bet for me, with me. We're a team. Scalzo and Bruss forever.
Joshy has this competing on the poll on Twitter at Scalzo and Bruss. Who would you consider more of a glass half full guy? 56% of the Scalzo and Bruss family say me, Greg Scalzo.
When did the shift happen?
44%.
Is it when I retweeted
it? Ben Bruss.
Probably when you admitted to constantly lying.
That has nothing to do with being glass half full or empty.
I feel like it might have something to do with it.
No, I lie to keep things
one
happy.
One bet I will be making on you, Ben Bruss, is in the three-point shootout at Summerfest. Ben Bruss, Brevin Pritzel, and player to be named later going up against Marquette in UWM in that contest. We need to figure out who that player to be named later is. We want your best suggestions on Twitter at Scalzo and Bruss. Call us, Texas 800-990-3776. We'll get back to that next. And Scalzo and Bruss presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Are we done?
Yes.
Yep. Moving on.
Aaron Rodgers did talk earlier today. Oh, John!
Come on now!
John,
you hound dog, you!
Grind on time.
All right. What do we... Come on!
You ain't ever gonna have no friend of mine.
I'm good.
Go.
No,
like, I
want to
hear it full.
No, I only know that part.
Scalzo and Brust.
All the time.
Nothing but a hound dog.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He is Captain Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, helping us out as you always do. 800-990-3776. Get 800-990-3776. Captain Ben has to fill out a team. 3v3v3. Three-point contest at Summerfest. A charity bet between Wisconsin, Marquette, and UWM. This is where I would bet on you, Ben Brust. I would bet on you. You're filling out your team. I trust you to fill out your team. Your first edition?
Brevin Pritzel. And he played really well overseas. I've also been watching videos of him doing workouts.
He's a good shooter. And he's a great shooter in a gym. He's a great shooter when he's completely undefended. I remember when he got to UW and watching him in practice, he did not miss.
Bo Ryan told me, he was like, I recruited him to be better than you.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that I still am better than him.
So
not anymore.
Your teammates. That's your teammate now. You're supposed to be building his confidence up.
You're the captain.
You're not supposed to be tearing him down for your own self-gain. You're supposed to be building him up.
I mean, come on.
I know. Who else are you going to add? That's the big question. 800-990-3776. A lot of good suggestions so far. 262 chimes in and says Bohannon.
Oh, man. Jason Bohannon is all the way out in Iowa. And he rooted for his brother Jordan too much at Iowa, so out.
Ryan from Milwaukee chimes in and says Dwayne.
I don't know how to get in touch with Dwayne. And I have no idea if he can shoot.
608 says Mike Wilkinson.
Wilk is on the list. But he's been aging. And I don't mean that in a bad way. He's farming. Like that's a lot of manual labor. I need my guys to be spry and fresh and ready to go. Like, I don't need Wilkinson complaining about the heat at the Gruber Lofts, the Sports Zone, saying, you know, it just got to me. I'm old now. I don't need any excuses. I can see Wilk pulling that out.
Well, here's a big name. Former NBA player Greg Steemsma. This from Q in Heartland says Greg Steemsma. He's probably hanging out in Randolph still.
Is he
local? Is he back in Wisconsin?
No, he's like in the NBA world now. Like, he's like in a player development assistant type guy.
He had a long NBA career.
Correct. And he's like boys with Kevin Garnett when he's on the Celtics.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steamer. Not a shooter and not available.
608 chimes in. MJH and says Alondo Tucker.
Not a shooter.
Josh from Heartland says Cameron Taylor or John Bryant.
Cam Taylor, I wouldn't even know where to start to get a hold of. I would probably go with Trevon Hughes over Cam Taylor, knowing that Pop has got that. Like, he's still playing, and he was playing professionally for a long time.
Z and the D, Zach and the Dells, the former official unofficial
graphic designer
of the Scalzo and Brust family before he was unceremoniously banished from the family, chimes in and says Nigel Hayes, Dimitri Trice, or Bohannon. Nigel Trice might be a good one if he's around.
Trice would be a good one. I know he goes back to Ohio.
It seems like you're making a lot of excuses.
People got to get to Milwaukee. I'm not, as coach, I'm not made of money. I'm not flying these guys in.
Can you make an ask? Somebody might just be happy you're asking them to participate. Get back to their homes. You know,
I mean, look, it all goes to a great cause. Guarding against cancer.
Guarding against cancer. You don't know. Trice might be back in Wisconsin from time to time.
I mean, I got no's from some of my closest friends. If I can't even get my friends, how am I supposed to get these guys?
Well, your friends know you much better than these other guys. Hillsy chimes in and says, did I just hear Ben Lord having brains over another athlete?
Yeah. Football players, no brains. CTE, concussions, basketball players, smart.
You saying that about like somebody like Chewy you think has no brains?
Yeah. I've spent a lot of time with Chimura. The guy's a lunatic.
But Tausch's genius, though. Tausch is a smart guy.
It's going to deteriorate soon.
Oh, God. Jonan Cederberg, the official and unofficial robot builder of the Scalzo and Bruss family. I don't think so. Chimes in. I'm Team Tausch on that.
I'm Team Tausch, too, obviously.
Says, Ben, when it comes to power in baseball or softball, it all comes from the hips and lower body, not the biceps. So start hitting the squats. Jonan Cederberg, you've been listening long enough to know that Ben Bruss does not do legs at this point in his life.
I have a torn labrum in my hip, and I recently pulled my hip flexor. No bueno.
Whose team are you on?
Come on, guys.
But you know what? You know what I want? Because I'm going to bet on your team. I want some freaking accountability, Ben. I want some honesty. I don't want you making excuses about a torn labrum and a torn hip.
That's why I'm going to play to my strengths. You know I'm going to be out there running around. Everything's going to be caught that's hit near me. And then I'm going to be on base every time. And if that ball is in play, I'm going to let those football players throw the softball around like they never played softball before.
Dave from Monona chimes in, the official and official
blind fan. I'm going to turn a single into an infield home run.
I mean, you're not.
Watch.
The official and unofficial blind fan of the Scalzo and Bruss family chimes in. He says, Trent Jackson, shout out to our guy Trent, who I believe is actually overseas right now on vacation. Don't ask me how I know. Tim Locum or Roy Boone?
Tim Locum. I broke his all-time three-point record at the University of Wisconsin. He had a sweet mullet back in the day, but unfortunately, Tim Locum's probably 60 now. I don't know if he's going to be able to consistently.
I mean, Boone would be interesting. Boone still plays.
He still plays, but of the options, no offense to Roy, Trevon Hughes is in Bronson Koenig are ahead of him.
Tyler from Heartland says, how about Duye Ducan?
Duye is an interesting one.
You didn't even ask Duye? Duye was your roommate for 4 years.
Duye Ducan.
Just never came across the name.
Roommate of 4 years.
What are we doing here? This is the ultimate Ben having us do his work. He couldn't even sit down for 6 minutes. It would have taken him 360 seconds to sit down and go through his mental Rolodex of the players that he played with, who was good at shooting, and who was local. And he could have compiled a list of 25 people and just gone boom, 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 boom. And instead, we spent an hour here trying to help you out.
He bamboozled us.
You guys come through again. Woohoo! Thank you, guys.
Stephen Pewaukee says Sam Okey.
So does Jim Rutledge. Don't know where to find Sam Okey.
I mean, just the amount of laziness that you have where it's not even like you could
don't
text.
Don't you think Guard could get a hold of these balls?
I mean, it's one text message away for him to get.
But the funny thing is I was with Coach Guard for these recommendations. And he didn't bring up any of these guys, so he's just as
who did he recommend?
Pritzel and Sharif Chambliss, who can't do it. So his recommendations, I got one of the two.
Why don't you text him and say, hey, I got one of the two. Who else do you think I should get?
I'm going to bring the short list now that the Scalzo and Bruss family has done the homework for me.
Whoever is going to be today's champion, or contestant, I should say, but I want to call you a champion, better be Ben Bruss because he's in some sort of a mood. Let's go caller number four in honor of Brett Favre, who's going to be appearing on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Mornings, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, this fall after every Packers game. Caller number four for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? 800-990-3776. 90 seconds, 15 questions for you to claim that you are smarter than Ben Bruss. Very high bar to jump over. If you win, you are going to win yourself a $25 gift card. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Caller four coming up next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.